This is CICK News. The Wilhelmina Institute and University of Northern British Columbia, or UNBC, have been working together for more than three decades to deliver post-secondary education in the Naas Valley so students can pursue university degrees while remaining connected to their communities, language, and their culture. This collaboration supports programs rooted in Nisga knowledge and aims to remove barriers to higher education for Northern and Indigenous learners. Now, the partnership is entering a new phase focused on teacher education and helping to train educators within the Nisga territory and strengthening culturally grounded learning for future generations. To talk about this initiative and what it means for students and communities in the Naas Valley, I'm joined by Dr. Deanna Nice, President and CEO of the Wilhelmina Institute, and Dr. Bill Owen, Acting President and Vice Chancellor of the University of British Columbia.
My name is Deanna Nice, and I'm the CEO and President of Wilhelmina, which is in the Naas Valley, University School in the Naas Valley, and we have a long-standing relationship with UNBC.
And I'm Bill Owen, the Interim President at the University of Northern British Columbia, and as Dr. Nice mentioned, it's over 30 years of our federated partnership, and just so excited about where we're at today.
Tell me a little bit about, I guess, the inspiration for this program and how this program came to be.
Well, from my perspective, there's a shortage of teachers in everywhere in BC, in big cities, everywhere in BC. So when that happens, of course, the shortage is magnified in isolated places. And so we're in dire straits. Many people are teaching in the school systems without the credentials to teach. And so that was what led us to move in this direction. And there was a call from the community, a call from the school districts, more than one, and wanting to train up teachers as quickly as we can. So this work started probably about 3 years ago, two and a half, three years ago. This is when it started. And students started preparing at that time too. So they had to have 90 credits to get into the program. And so we offered those courses so that they would get the credits that they need.
There's a provincial need here, but UNBC is in the north for the north, and we need to be responsive to the communities that we serve. So seeing a local need in the Naas Valley with the Nisga, this is one way that the university can partner in an authentic way to support the community, to support the educational aspirations of these students. And for us, we recognize that their degree attainment here, it's not only going to be beneficial to them as individuals, to the community, but also to the school district and the wider Northwest.
In our 30-year relationship, we offer our First Nations Bachelor of Arts degree in First Nations Studies. That's what allows us to give the students the courses that they need to earn the credentials to get into the education program. And then we have also a Bachelor of Arts degree in Nisga language fluency. So it's an immersion program, but they exit with a BA degree, which is a very useful undergraduate degree. That also allows them to get credits to get into the education program. Now, education is a professional program. So law, education, social work, professional programs. They're a little bit trickier because there's lots of licensing bodies behind them, justifiably so. And we want to make sure that what we're doing is going to be highly credentialed. And we also want to ensure that when students exit, they exit with the qualifications that they've earned to do the work that they have to do. The exciting part of this program is that these students are mostly fluent in the language of the immersion program. They were able to take language courses along the way for credit. Then we would have seen a couple of them graduating last year with certificates and diplomas. So that also works in their favor. So they're going to be teachers plus.
Is this a model that UNBC then wants to take to other remote and northern communities?
Right now, it's really important to test the waters here. Make sure that, as Dr. Nysa mentioned, it's a high quality educational experience, and component of ensuring that it's got the culture and the language foundation for success. We're going to take lessons and learn forward from this. And I do hope that this is an opportunity for us to then model with other communities, or, and also with NISCA Institute on potentially other programs. There was already a cohort of students who were coming up through some of the other programs, the diplomas, etc. So they've got the language, the cultural education, and also some of the other core courses that are critical for their success in a school of education. So we knew that there was that base there. A supporting partner here, the School District 92, is really an important partner in this. So all of those influences came together to say, this is the right moment to launch this cohort program.
Dr. Nice, can I ask maybe what some of the logistics of this program, what it's been like to encourage and kind of prepare students to enroll in this program?
Well, it was really interesting. I'll talk about those students to enroll and prepare for this program. The school district and WWN would work very closely together. A number of teacher aides who were actually taking on teaching responsibilities, and so they wanted them to get the background. And the province of British Columbia also helped students get enrolled at WWN and to carry them through their preparatory time, which was very helpful because many would have not been able to do this without that assistance. And so that's how this came about. There was a need, and then of course we answered to the need, and then I called UNBC. I suppose it was you, Bill, I think, started getting an education program, of course. And I am a teacher, a certified teacher as well, in the K-12 system. And when I did my master's degree, I looked at Indigenous teacher training programs across Canada, in every university across Canada. So also I've had that in my PACSAC that I'm able to draw from that in setting up this program. And this program is a program that already exists at UNBC, and they have successfully carried it out in other locations. And so this one will be really good. The only thing different about ours would be that it's really, really land-based in the language and the culture. That's why I'm saying that when the students graduate, they will be teachers plus. Well, there's a very strong need, but not just our own school district, but other school districts in the neighboring communities were open to others coming in. So we've asked some people that were in programs before need to do a couple of extra credits to complete their degrees. They're welcome to come into our program, so we don't close the door on anybody.
So I'm not sure who wants to answer this, but who will be teaching the courses?
There's a blend. There'll be some people from Prince George who will do some of the deep theory. We're very lucky because there's a number of teachers who have master's degrees and have been teaching for many years, and they're great teachers. Mm. Like any other education school, we do call on people in the field to teach different courses. So I might teach one of the courses in the program. For some of the theory courses, those can be online. Most of it will be in person at the WWN, like definitely for, and they have to do practicums, placements.
Yeah. Is this program, certifying educators for 8-12?
This one is going to be an elementary program, but quite often you'll find that teachers are often for their first assignments teach in high schools as well.
Is enrollment full, or is the program still accepting applications up until June?
We're still accepting applications. Okay. We do have some seats taken already by the school district, but some are still open. We don't have to encourage very much because they're already knocking at the door. We're a welcoming organization. We're very supportive to our students. So we help in any way that we possibly can. We have a history of that. It's well known. That reputation is also attractive.
And I think to add, one of the things that I've come to appreciate over the years is the foundational importance that the NISCA put on education. And you see that at graduations, where if you talk to the graduates who are getting a certificate or a diploma, and you ask them what are their next aspirations, some of it is, I'll go into the workplace for a year or two, but I'm looking for the next level as well. And you see that passion in the students, and it's something that we've heard about for many years with students who have taken the language and culture courses. They're not just taking that for a diploma or a certificate or a degree. They're seeing this as a pathway to future education programs.
Well, we've had the First Nation Studies degree for many years, since 1994. And many of those graduates have gone on to become teachers and are now teachers and principals. Some are working on PhDs now.
Yeah. We have an appreciation for Province of BC, Ministry of Post-Secondary and Future Skills, and also the Ministry of Education and Child Care. Without their support behind this, it would have been a longer journey to get to where we are today.
I absolutely agree with that, and appreciation to all the people that have come in to help out. It's overwhelming. It's wonderful.
Thank you both so much for taking the time to speak with me today. I really appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague, Dan Messick, and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.